Whoa, what's going on? Got that G Herbo playing. Thug Better Podcast. Big Sid, Corduroy P, aka Poe Penny, and me, Big T. We back. Thug Better Podcast. Saturday night, late night. What's up, fellas? What's been
going? Got that G Herbo going crazy.
Yeah, what's going on with y'all boys, man? It's been a little while since we all been got together last time, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all had a good little work week, you know.
Same shit, different day, different week, different month. Trying to make a difference every day.
Yeah.
That G Herbo. When you heard that G Herbo, you, I don't know where you been at.
Y'all know I'm behind.
Yeah,
man.
He dropped a video to that boy too.
You so Cal Wayne. I mean, that nigga got other artists going off that bitch.
Hey, but you know what, son? 3-6 Mafia eating right now on the sample.
That's four, four people, man.
He love Juicy J.
Juicy J. He a legend. Shout out Juicy J.
Juicy
but,
J.
Hey, a lot of these niggas going and getting them 3-6 Mafia samples.
Shit,
and freestyling off Cardi had one on her album. She went off the chicken head.
I'm gonna have to go listen to her shit.
She went off that. I was like, damn, yeah, 3-6 Mafia raking it in. Then they hopping on, who else? Ray Streamer. That Power Glide, that's a 3-6 Mafia. Yeah. Then they hopping on the songs with them. So, shit. That Power Glide.
That sounds like electric wheelchair or something.
Man, that's
great ass song.
Yeah, that's a 3-6. But I think Bow Wow was on the original song with 3-6 Mafia.
Bow Wow.
Yeah, working Bow your shoulders from side to side. Yeah, that was back then, that shit.
Drop an album.
Yeah, Bow Wow back rapping. I don't know. He ain't with JD either, so I don't know about that either. Bow Wow need to stick to the antics.
What you say?
What he need to do?
I think though, Bow Wow a legend.
You can't touch Bow Wow.
Bow Wow ain't shit.
Nah, you can't fuck. You can't touch Bow Wow rap career. Yeah.
Bow Wow legend though.
The boy great.
Mickey Mouse chime, nigga.
Mr. 106 and Park too. He shut them little niggas down that was trying to come up in their rap shit behind them.
Real talk.
Yeah, but you say you fucking with that G Herbo?
Oh yeah, got to. I've been fucking with G Herbo. Been a fan of that nigga. That nigga a young nigga. But you will swear that nigga old about his music because he really be talking about shit.
Yeah, he do.
His interviews and shit, that nigga be talking about shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
What you call him? The nigga who on Ray Smarter, they say he getting out in 2020.
Who?
His mama said that. I seen that shit on Twitter, I think.
Oh, you talking about Bobby Smarter?
Yeah, not Bobby Smarter.
Yeah.
He probably getting out in a few more years.
Yeah, his mama said that. I seen that somewhere.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Since I heard him do that to that 3-6 Mafia, I want to see what he can do to some O3, like drop a little 6-song EP on the straight 3-6 Mafia,
but I mean,
bouncing on the
hook. G Herbo shit, he got songs on his shit that ride like that, even if it ain't a 3-6 beat.
Yeah,
he got up beats like that where he rap with that quick tempo on that shit.
Cause that album he dropped, that his shit was nice. I liked that album. I like what he did.
And cause, I was talking.
Cause shit, them niggas, he wanted the Chicago rappers that came out and found a way to keep it going after the drill shit died out. So
a lot of them niggas died once that drill shit cut off. He wanted a few that kept it going.
Mm-hmm. And y'all seen that shit with Fab and what he got going on?
I don't know, Fab, man. I don't know. He probably on Black Mirror, man. That nigga seemed too cool to do what they say he did.
Yeah. You seen the video
of him cussing Oga daddy out?
Yeah.
That ain't shit. Nah. I wanna see they talking about her teeth.
Yeah, they say her teeth missing.
Beat her up or something.
If that's all he did was cuss the bitch daddy out, he ain't did
nothing. Yeah, then they trying to say, but you know, they talking about some the way he walked towards her.
Man, chill out, son.
That's what I'm saying, man. He ain't do nothing but talk loud and curse. That ain't nothing. Shit, you gotta have some proof. Like what happened with Ray Rice. You seen that shit,
he went ham in the elevator.
Man, you seen that nigga, what the fuck he did.
Went ham.
So that shit, they saying, it's just hearsay right now, but They say he got charged or some shit, or he went to jail or whatever, so I guess they just had to
see. Yeah, it's tricky, man. Damn, Fab, what happened?
I think, that shit crazy. But he was bucking on. They say the daddy went and grabbed all Fab guns out of his house because Emily was talking about she scared he'll shoot her, some shit like.
Chill out, son. What she did?
Then I seen some shit, I don't know, that probably was a fake report saying that she be abusive on Fab. So.
I don't want to know what she did.
That's what I want to know, because you ain't going to just pop up, the daddy did something
too. It's been years. Yeah. Ever came out, nigga, he'll have some kind of something.
She popped something, what the fuck happened? He ain't just coming here bucking something.
Popped out. Mm-hmm.
This nigga done knock your toothuses out.
Yeah.
This nigga done left you grillless.
Got you snagged a toothus.
This nigga done.
Like, it's a snag.
Nigga, that it's a snag, just.
Queen.
For real.
Man, I seen that boy Jewel Elson got out there.
Yeah, Cameron made that.
Yeah.
He made that official.
I seen he got out of the slammer, so.
I'm glad them boys still jam, man. I'm glad that.
Those two, though.
I fuck with Dipset, man.
Mm-hmm. Dipset legends of the guys. They started a wave that's still waving.
Still.
The boy still making money off clothes, Dipset shirts, and all that shit. You see a Cameron shirt, all that shit, them boys still got shit going on.
I'm still trying to get a pair of flea box.
Shit.
That boy just bought a pink Audi or something.
Two-door
big boy.
Who, Cam?
Yeah.
That boy still pinking. Fuck it.
Pinking.
Keep rolling it.
We should have went seen that nigga in Miami, man.
We should have went seen that nigga in Miami.
We should have went fuck with Cam.
Yep.
Out
here
bullshitting.
Ain't no telling what kind of little plays he, what you call it?
That's that power glide. That's
a nice
power
glide. I like Ray Streamer, man. They self, they original. They still, they really ain't missed yet. They ain't hit.
No.
This their third little deal. They coming out with the combination, and they coming out with their own shit. So, I know this shit about to be nice, though. They come with the video. Mike Will knew what he was doing when he grabbed these boys here.
Yeah, that boy ain't no fool.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. Yeah. I know you done heard that.
That's a 3-6 Mafia sample too. So them boys raking in that change right now. Man, I'm ready for that album to come out. I wonder what it's gonna do, cause them boys been straight popping off. The Migos shit came out. That shit was doing pretty good, so.
Hey, what's up with that new Drake song that everybody talking about?
Oh, he just made did a bounce song sample.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gonna always make sure he make one of them, yeah.
And then he put all the, like, Tracy Ellis Ross and all them in the video and shit.
I seen he had a lot of people in that.
That's a nice little song, though. Then, you know, shit, that shit gonna get down to New Orleans. They gonna chop it up. That ain't gonna do nothing.
The water's gonna chop your shit up.
Shit, yeah. So that's the third. He dropped the other two songs.
They gonna bounce all that down. They gonna bounce all that down.
That's why I say, man, that's gonna be a classic. They gonna like that shit. Then it's Drake.
Then it's Drake.
Shit, what, man?
I'll be balling, though.
He believed him.
Anybody that bounce music in the club, I'm gonna ball with anybody.
Drake doing that then took bounce music to a whole nother level. Because you know we know about it because we right here around it. Mm-hmm. Then you got other people that know about it too. But then people that hear that song, they're going to be like, man, what is this?
First of all, that's original twerker.
That's
been
original.
Twerking,
we been knowing, we been knowing about twerking since the 90s.
Yeah, all this shit.
We was born knowing what twerking was. We ain't just start saying that twerk team 2005 when they came out. We been saying twerk some. Mm-hmm. Twerk something.
That was just a player, a little era, man. The 90s, man.
Yeah, the
90s. Player, a little everything starts dying and
all the way
around. All the way
slabs,
around,
ball fades, Tommy Hill, figure polo.
Yeah, yeah. That's
original Jordans, Nikes, Air Max.
Ain't it, man?
Fool Boo.
That shit. I want to run across me one of them boys.
Phase with parts. What, a helicopter? A plane?
No.
Oh.
Boy, if I had a helicopter, boy, I'd love my football jersey.
Oh, a football jersey? Yeah.
Football jersey.
Yeah, you could definitely
big
get...
Big 4X.
That was going to wrap around.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah,
Come show you. Yeah, so we gotta pay some money for that. That's about it. That's for sure, 100 plus, probably. That shit, FUBU wasn't no cheap shit, but the nigga still had that shit. Wasn't cheap. Nigga definitely still had that shit. Still wasn't cheap. The bowls wasn't cheap.
Still, if you find a thousand bowls, you lucky, because they don't ain't on the market no more. Ain't cheap. That's some good jeans.
Man.
Them jeans last 60 years,
man. Man, do y'all think it's a logic for people with money to buy, like, fake jewelry? For, like...
Man, I don't believe in that, man. Like, that's a waste of time, man. That's a waste of money, bro, buying fake jewelry.
Yeah,
that's a waste of money, dog. Like, seriously,
you just buy serious. You some little real shit.
Yeah, or whatever.
I mean, damn, some I'm niggas, broke, and I ain't gonna buy no fake shit. Like,
you can go finance and make payments and shit on some real shit.
If I got bread, you know, I for damn sure ain't finna go.
Right?
Yeah, I seen
the logic in what some people say. Like, yeah, because you never really know if it's fake. I mean, only you know it's real because they make the fake look good. But
I feel you.
Man. I guess if you one of them type
but
of people.
But that's the thing with me.
Yeah.
I need to know it's real.
Right.
What you think about it?
Right. I'm with buying the real shit too. I mean,
I'm
I don't mean.
The real shit for me.
For my likings.
That don't mean I got to go bonkers and just buy a whole bunch of shit.
They trying to buy something to shine right
I'm going
to
have a nice little piece and nice little wrist and do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
So who's shining the hardest in the game right now? Who got the coldest jewelry?
There's a lot of jewelry.
Who got the coldest jewelry, man? I don't know, son. The Migos real icy.
I feel like the Migos is just by they self right now.
Yeah.
As far as neck. Because
them niggas. Ice Offset got that drip, that raindrop, and he only wore that for Bad and Boozy. I ain't seen that since.
Them niggas got chains, big
takeoff got the solar pieces. System. You ain't even seen that.
But I mean,
Yachty got jewelry Yachty too.
Heavy too.
I'm trying to think. Who
6ix9ine jewelry garbage.
I don't feel like it's jewelry garbage. Yeah. I feel like it's straight.
That spinner piece, that's cool, but that man, what that shit
I feel
was?
Like that's straight because everybody getting goofy pieces. Like he can get the jigsaw, man.
Jigsaw, that's the nigga name.
He can get the jigsaw.
Who else got? You know, like, of course, like Gucci, he gonna always have
Gucci shit. Just be looking so, and that be the difference with Migos shit too, man. Them niggas shit just be
Future.
Yeah, but y'all remember how
I ain't
Gucci
seen Future
in a while.
Gucci might have
had some jewelry, man.
Esco just dropped the mixtape. Yeah. Future coming back. He about to step on nigga. You say Gucci been into the jewelry.
Gucci been in the jewelry. Boosie jewelry just been retarded.
Rallo be having that jewelry too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Boosie be having jewelry. Boosie be coming with some good shit and some bullshit too. Niggas just be buying.
Boosie got bullshit jewelry. Oh,
niggas just be buying shit, but shit.
I just don't Boosie see. I don't see the reason why they have all them little chains. Yeah, I just don't see the reason to have all them chains on top of chain. You just got a fleet of chains.
And
nigga
say he gotta be seen.
Yeah,
gotta be seen. Boosie gotta be asked about.
Boopak chain with 6 rope chains.
Mm-hmm.
Man, come on,
yeah.
Boosie got that bread and he just chaining.
He been chaining now.
Yeah,
he's been retarded.
But Boosie,
nigga
don't wear it like that no more. Yeah.
Boosie still got his diamond from 06.
Boosie.
Boosie ain't true.
Savage like.
That man got that bread and he's sitting on that bread.
Man, Boosie, he home.
I'll do the same motherfucker.
Boosie like home, but he still removed.
Webby sitting on some bread,
he
bro.
Sitting on some
yeah,
bread,
niggas talk man. About Webby, but Webby got it. He's straight,
got
bro.
Some bread,
you
got
to realize Webby popped off when he was a teenager.
Yeah, Webby was still a teenager.
He was 18 and his songs blew. And he was independent. Trillion T.
Yeah, that nigga popped off.
Trillion T.
Mm-hmm. Fox.
Man, what y'all think about not all these Nikes that Nike drop, all these Air Max?
Man, you know I'm
like
talking about that.
Ooh, it's retarded. It's so many Air Max. It's hard to pull from.
980 Elite, man.
It's hard to pull from. They got the Vapor Max. They throwing all different type of bottoms on the TNs, on the 970, on
the thing Apex is foot. About the shoes, I don't see why they doing that with the Vapor Max bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't go with every. Them go with running type, athletic type shoes, man.
Air Max supposed to be that.
But that's just like back then. Y'all remember when we was in when we was in high school and they was mixing like the
97s
with the 360s.
Yeah, that's how I feel about that. I never did like that.
But the regular Vapor Max, I like them. Them bitches look like they comfortable.
The regular ones, they look like. But that's how I'm the shoes about, supposed to look.
Right, I'm thinking about giving me a pair of them. Them bitches
look like some little.
Some good shit to throw on that's comfortable.
That's comfortable. Go to the grocery store.
I see that, but I be having to think about that
190. Yeah, that 190. Jeez. But then I be like, shit, they cheaper than J's.
Shit, 97, 98, 160. You can't beat that with a bat.
Home by J's. Record price. I got catch plays.
190 and
Kiss me a play and I see whatever ones I think, cause.
But shit, I just
get nigga really used to be crazy over the shoes.
I get the shit that I really want.
Nigga had
shoeboxes
and shoeboxes stacked up on top of each other, man.
Just cause.
Yeah. I still like that shit. I just get the shit that I really want.
Force on the other corner.
I'm gonna get back on that shit.
That shit just me, bro. I just like nice shirts, nice jeans.
Nigga still got
nice shoes. When I have a kid,
I just feel like you can have anything on if you got fresh
kicks.
Shoes on.
Yep.
Fresh kicks, yeah.
Your shoe fresh, you straight.
Shit, yeah.
I seen the old school. It was some all black 90s on. I say, yes, sir.
You so 90.
Yeah, all black 90s.
Yeah, I got me a pair of 90s.
That's a nice pair. That's a nice shoe there, man.
Yeah, but Nike doing the fool. Every time you turn around, they got a different color something. I'm all for it, though.
They gotta keep up. Hey, Jordan wanna drop
every color Saturday. Every Saturday.
Ever.
I remember, man. If you wasn't in the position to get them J's, they would just rap for you.
Man, yeah, back in all, in high school and junior high, shit, man, them J's weren't coming out like that.
You had to be.
Get up. Shit. You had to get up.
Be plugged in or you had to get
up. You had to get up early. It's 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Not even going to sleep.
Camping night. Camping night, bro. This shit that they got going on.
That's how they used to be in Ruston. They hit me right there in Ruston.
Hey, I done been in that line several times. I know. That shit was crazy.
You know, I'm going to send my little change. I'm going to send my bread.
Yeah, I like to be plugged in because I'm going to come around 9 or 10-ish. And just pick mine up.
When I missed them playoff 12s. Man, I was sick as a dog.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never had no plug.
That hurt me to my heart, man.
I ain't never had no plug on the shoes, nothing like that. I just went and got them.
Man, that's a cold tennis shoe, bro, boy.
Nigga bullshit you, say he gonna fuck with you, then you get up there.
Yeah, that'd be that hurt.
That's why I always just was prepared for the...
my people, they was legit.
I was prepared for the worst on the shoes.
Hey, man, Peabody powerlifting team won state, man.
Sure did. Yeah, shout out to the girl, man. The girl won state.
Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Shout out to the alma mater. Hold it down.
Class of 09, what it do?
Motherfucking body. And they fucked over them on the parade. Mm-hmm. My sister told me about it. No, she know where everything.
Yeah.
They fucked over them. They supposed to have their championship parade. But
they ain't do it, huh?
They ain't do it. Counting them people parade.
That's fucked off, man.
Send some little $5 pieces or something.
People don't want no $5
pizza.
It's pizza? Shit at school? In the middle of the day? Shit.
Don't worry about that, man. Them people want their parade.
Shit, $30, man. You $30, you can get 6 bites of pizza, man.
Man, you know what's fucked off? This motherfucking weather is fucked off.
Yeah,
it was hot yesterday. It's fucking down to 30 degrees now.
Yeah, it's cold as a motherfucker.
Drink it up, boy.
Supposed to be in the 80s, man.
We supposed to be shouting out here.
For real.
Showball party coming up.
Definitely coming up.
Table better. Showball better.
Bottle better. Outfit better.
I wonder what shirt.
What kind of shirt Ford gonna have on?
Chest
eye.
He gonna have a
little chest eye.
Chest eye. You chest know he gonna have a chest eye.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We gotta have our little plays at the table.
Yeah, we fucking with that,
yeah,
though.
Them boys.
Show boy, they, what that is. Mayfield.
Mayfield. Cinco de Mayo.
Convention Center.
Yeah, everybody excuse to get drunk, boy. Gonna be some tequila in there.
Yeah. Y'all go fuck with that at the Side Convention Center. Mayfield. Showboy Party. Part 3.
You think he's gonna put some devil egg? I mean, them bacon and devil egg?
We can run that by. We can run that by.
Bacon, we
can
go buy some shrimp and tell her to put some shrimp in
it. We can run all that by. She down. She down to ride with us, cause you know.
We have to get some little sandwiches going. Some little.
We gonna handle all
this. I was at Sam's, man. Sam's got the trays, man. You can go in there and get.
Yeah.
That way, it's plenty for just. Yeah. Gotta go in there and grab a tray for $20.
Yeah.
Right.
This is.
And set that out there.
It's gonna be big. That way, I'll be in the back watching over the trays.
Right.
We don't need you watching over the trays, bitch. I'm be in the middle of the club with my tray in my hand.
Yeah, I ain't missing nothing.
Play. I'm be ducked out.
Everybody gonna try to come over there and fuck with us. We gonna ball and better.
Try $5 play.
$5 play. We gotta get something back.
Man, all that shit gonna be gone.
Shit, yeah.
I been put me one of them meatballs and one of them sandwiches.
Hey, y'all seen that the charity game Quavo threw at his school when they was out there playing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, them boys, niggas sleeping on them boys. Them boys are real athletes for real. All right.
21 Savage got his little small ass
ran over
about to get squish.
Who that boy tackled? That nigga tackled.
Yeah.
Damn, Zeke.
Tripping.
Zeke got that real athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That nigga more than a real athlete. That nigga unreal athlete.
A real monster.
That nigga retarded.
Well, yeah.
Who got the best crawfish in Elliot, man?
Free little Pooka, man. Free fucked up, man. That damn little Pooka.
Free Pooka.
Hating on that, man. Who got the crawfish?
Free Pooka, man. I don't know, really, bro.
They been running out. The boys been running out.
I don't eat crawfish.
I ain't
like
really
this,
so ate crawfish in a long time, bro.
Yeah, and I've been jamming with Quibs lately, but they been besieging
crawfish.
No, I'm just saying, period.
Oh, you Quibs?
I think they done went public, man.
He done gave him a little nickname and everything.
Yeah, at first he was. So against Quibble,
the bodies, the bodies,
I ain't gonna lie, man. That Buddha and I had bought from them, it ain't give me no good taste,
man.
So we just gonna have to just start going left here to get Buddha,
man. Shout out to Quibble, though. Shout out to the barber, the bodies.
Billy's on Scott.
Y'all make sure y'all go fuck with Quibbados and the Barges. Oh yeah, Quibble, Billy's and Scott.
That's mandatory though.
Chicken breasts, man.
I told you. How long I've been telling you? I've been telling you for a while now.
Crawfish, boudin, balls. They got all that down there.
It's live up in Billy's and Scott.
Look, I'm skating now. We on the way back home. I got mad.
Yeah.
I got mad. I say I only got one nigga boudin.
Flop yourself.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, y'all.
I should have got $20 worth of boudin.
The billies and Appaloosas.
I ate all that shit on the way
the
back.
The billies and Appaloosas. I know y'all like to go mess with that. Y'all like to shoot out there. They cool too, but yeah. That billies down there in Scott, man, don't sleep on
real,
it.
Look, that's
they
the
new.
Real billies.
They ain't
man.
Been open no, that long, not. And they coming up. They live.
That's the
they
real,
all right.
That's the real
they
business.
They live,
man.
Over there. Don't sleep on them either, though.
Yeah,
all
right.
That boudin, period, though. That's the best boudin in the world. That's the best boudin.
I'm still boudin. Like Nug say, go
to the Tobacco Plus over there on over there by the mall.
I'm still boudin now.
They live at
I might not jam that crawfish no more like I used to, but I'm gonna always be boudin.
That's what's wrong.
Crawfish don't feel you.
You gotta eat so many.
Yeah. But still,
it take me 12 corns before I eat.
Yeah, you eat the corn and all that, but that's not the main thing. The main thing is the crawfish. Cause you have been to ate all the corn and potatoes.
Yeah, I fuck with them for a little bit, and then
all that peeling and all that.
Couple of them sausage and meat, shit.
But see, crawfish used to seem like they used to be way bigger though. But they might be big. I ain't ate crawfish in a minute, so.
That's a job, that boy. Boiling crawfish. That's a job,
look alive, look alive. That's that boy, Block Boy. Block Boy and that Drizzy. I like how they put that together right there.
Man, Drake just an artist, man. He an all-around artist, man.
All over the place.
Shit, ooh, that's yeah. Some motherfucking, that's Project Pat, right? See, they fucking with them niggas. They go get that shit. Them niggas breaking in on the samples and benefits. They pay to be legends. Niggas gonna come back around, double back, recycle you, get the paperwork straight, get your bread off that shit too. It pay to be a
man,
legend.
That music business, that, man, that's a business, man. That's a lot of shit to be known, and man.
That's what it's money in that motherfucker. If you can figure out your lane and figure out how to work it in there, you can get somewhere. Thug Better Media, man. Shit, we on the come up.
Yes, sir.
Y'all make sure y'all y'all make sure y'all go check out that Thug Better Media page on Instagram. Thug Better Media _. Got all type of stuff on there for you. We on the come up. We got videos, all that. Do documentaries, we can do all that. Interviews, we can do all that. Get at us. That's what we do. That's what we coming
fuck
for.
With us.
Look at this one. Casino, man. That's a classic. We watching that because we in here watching that Casino right now. You can't beat this movie.
Threw the card out in his mouth, man. Hit him in his face with a card.
That's that little boat?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what you think about his album?
Come on, man. No, I'm fucking with Lil Bo.
Yeah.
And see, he did this shit for the niggers. The people said he couldn't rap and shit.
Yeah, because it's different.
He was rapping on this bitch.
It's different from his first album.
Yeah, his first album.
For that pop shit, I feel.
Yeah. But shit, and you know what I'm saying? He had niggers on his back. You were this, you were that. So he kind of, he just put some shit together and was like, yeah. Just shut y'all up. I'm gonna just say some shit on here.
Mm-hmm. You heard your boy Rich the Kid?
You know I heard that Rich the Kid.
Yeah, I fuck with his album. Rich the Kid sold 57,000 first week.
Yeah.
Ain't bad,
yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I that fuck with the Rich the Kid. Carter. Ooh, they say Carter gonna sell 200,000 the first week.
Shit. Didn't they say she already platinum?
She gold. She already gold.
She gold the first day.
Yeah. Because of that Bodak Yellow. She went gold.
That's live.
Triple X, he's dropped.
I'm not listening.
He sold 120. I ain't here, but he sold 120. So shit, that nigga, his little following. I seen some shit. I don't fuck with the Lil Zane. I ain't never heard his music, but
I ain't listen to Lil Zane. Y'all playing with that Dexter Hard.
I seen he dropped that 37. I heard that. I like that song though.
That bitch hard, man.
I heard that one.
Between that Japan, and that fucking, that song where
they said
Rocky.
Oh, yeah, that song with Rocky, that one hard. Beat it up, beat it up, beat it up. Yeah, that shit, he got the old school sample in it, and he come in with his type of shit, kill the hoe. That shit nice. Rocky out here fucking with the young niggas. You know, he got Playboy Carter. He threw him out, got him popping. Now he about to come back with his shit. He fucking around with Dexter. He fuck with the young niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let that run. Shit. Yeah. Rich the Kid. That's Rich the Kid, that
yeah,
shit.
Rich the Kid getting all this little chain off the top. He ain't tripping.
I ain't gonna lie. Rich the Kid diss dudes, and I'm fucking with that diss song because it ain't even about the lyrics with Rich the Kid. It's about this nigga was talking about shit on your ass. Yeah, Uzi, you might be the bigger artist, you on the billboard, but nigga, I'm a boss, nigga.
Yeah.
I ain't in no shit with my record label. I can drop music when I want to. Nigga, I got not one, not two, I got three artists. This nigga just dropped Jay Critch on the come up.
YBN,
them niggas on the come up. I just dropped my shit. Nigga, I'm making bread every which way. Nigga, you on the phone arguing with Don Cannon and Drama about trying to drop a freestyle. So shit. Nigga, I got all the big features like you got all the big features. Rich the Kid got a song with Uzi got a song with Nicki, Rich got a song with Kendrick. So shit. So I just like how he bossed up on the shit. That's why I'm fucking with it.
Yeah, Rich, I always bossed up. And I just like how he did it away from the QC thing, the whole thing. Because there's a lot of people that was under that QC shit.
A lot of people was and still is.
And they just fell, like, off the radar, though. Yeah. Like, when the Migos just jumped all the way up, a lot of them people... Rich the Kid, them Skippers, you know
how. Yep, Rich the Kid, yep. Skipper, he still dropping. Yeah, but Rich the Kid managed to find him.
Yeah,
Rich the Kid managed to. Yeah, he managed to get crowd through the trenches and elevate himself. Now he on mainstream and shit, you know what I'm saying? He getting the big features. And I've been hearing about him getting all these big features, and he doing this with. That nigga was saving them hoes for his album, dropped that shit. That shit, he made a solid first album, like. That shit solid. I fuck with it.
I love to hear that too. Rich the Kid, Migos. Y'all need to come on with another. Damn, what was the name of the motherfuckers they used to drop, man?
Streets on Lock.
Yes, Lord. Come on with another Streets on Lock, man.
Yeah, you right. It was a lot of people on that QC. You had to like the OG Macko nigga.
Yeah.
Skipper the Flipper.
What he is?
I don't know. Johnny Cinco.
Johnny Cinco. What Cinco is?
I don't know. I fuck with him.
Yeah, I fuck with Cinco.
There's a lot of niggas under there.
Mango Fool.
Mango Fool. But see, I was watching the interview when P, the nigga P said that's what they trying to do. They got the Migos straight. Now they trying to get ready to roll out Lil Baby, Mango Fool, all them niggas. So.
Yeah, because I seen they still got Mango Fool. He still dropping, you know what I'm saying, music and videos and shit under like QC and shit. That nigga Rich went all the way to the other. But Rich wasn't even really from Atlanta, though.
Nah, that nigga from up East Coast, New York. He just moved down to Atlanta.
So he already used to moving around. That nigga moved to L.A. and turned the fuck up.
Yeah, post to. Fuck it. Get that bread.
And that nigga tripping right now, though. He's steady getting caught up, though, with his baby mama.
Yeah, shit.
Well, wife, you done married
his wife.
You done married the twerk team.
Yeah, he fucking with the Johnny Blazers and all them Miracle Wives, whatever.
I seen some shit today. He trying to get unblocked. Who had blocked that boy with the little bitch name?
All the Houston strippers, he messing with them.
Man, I go find me a regular bitch that's gonna pop it off, man.
He had the twerk team,
fine
chick.
Bitch. I'm talking about, man, fuck that. Broke, fine bitch. Man, I put this cash in your face. She don't know what to do.
That's just gonna be glad to be there and gonna be ready to ride with me.
I never seen shit.
Cause I ain't changed a lot.
I'm gonna send that right back to.
Cause when you get somebody that's in the industry, that get triggered. Cause y'all be pulled away from each other. Cause both of y'all got shit going on. So get you a little regular little play. Come on, skate with me.
Skate.
Gagat. Shout out Gagat.
We will be balling hard round this time next Saturday.
We week the weekend.
Cam on the way, man.
Ooh wee.
Month to month, balling to balling, top to balling. All that shit, we doing it.
We table better
at all the party.
Riding to say we thug better. Mr. Love song. Thug better, Mr. Love song. What else riding to say?
Mr. Love song. They stupid.
Big baller brand.
Y'all seen that boy Conor McGregor?
Yeah, man, that nigga, bro, what happened?
Man, he got into it.
That was a chair.
That was a guard. That was a rail. A barricade. That nigga picked that hoe up and tried to throw it at the bus. He tried to throw it at the bus.
Tried to. Yeah. Jeez, that nigga.
They stopped him from throwing it, though.
Then why they say up, he had to turn himself in? Why they say he turned himself in?
Man, I don't know what that nigga had did. He got into it with some of the people, the other fighters that was on the bus. It was some type of party. He came in there with like 30 goons or 30 niggas. Damn. And came in there and tried to fuck some shit up because he was getting into it with the other boxers. So I guess he turned himself in for, I don't know what the fuck, I guess reckless or public disturbance or some shit. I don't know, but yeah, they then the dude that's over the UFC shit, the fighting shit, he was like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Maybe he's on drugs. You know, they gonna throw that out. I don't know if he's on drugs.
He just hit a lick, though. He might be on drugs.
I don't know if that he on, him and Floyd, I don't know if he on drugs or whatever, but he was out of control, and it's just not a good look for him. I'm just like,
don't give a fuck about that. He done made all the money y'all done ever paid him in one night. Fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Knowing he was gonna get his ass
whooped. That man don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about.
Knowing he gonna get his ass whooped. Yeah, that shit crazy. Which I need to be paying attention to this basketball, seeing what's going up and going into the playoffs.
Yeah, he's tricking Kyrie Rand.
Yeah, he hurt. I seen that shit.
Kyrie Rand, he ain't hurt.
He ain't young, so you hurt, he scared?
He scared, because what's his name ain't come back, the white boy.
Oh, Gordon.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come back and couldn't come?
And LeBron taking his list on vitamins.
Oh, LeBron went for 44 last night. They took the L, but
shit. These playoffs gonna be interesting,
man. I hope James Harden don't get on the first round, man, and flop.
Nah, he ain't gonna flop in the first round.
I'm going for Houston to win.
You think they gonna win the whole championship? Yeah,
I want Houston to win the whole championship.
Who you think they gonna win it against?
Shit, Cleveland. Cleveland gonna be in the finals, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Until something other than that happened.
It's always gonna be clear.
Shit, it's gonna be LeBron. That nigga been in the finals what, 7 times?
The last 10 years now.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill out.
So how you think it's gonna be who you think is gonna be in the Western Conference Finals?
Shit,
Golden State and Rockets.
Okay. I think Houston can pull it off. Because that's really where the fight come from, the West. Ain't no fight coming out the East. Kyrie want to sit down.
Yeah, Kyrie flop.
Then who else might be tough over there?
Philly.
Yeah, them boys.
Yeah.
Wizards, you know they're a contender.
Yeah, they'll put up a fight.
Raptors.
The Raptors get on my nerves, though. Because they do all that good playing. But I'm liking how the Sixers look. Embiid hurt, though.
Man, I got to get back on my 2K out of
Embiid's
the house. Embiid hurt again.
Take the motherfucking 2K, man. I ain't even
getting
all the game
on my phone. You garbage on 2K. Cut that shit.
Shit's
out.
On the 2K. Hey,
trash on the 2K.
I'm a 2K king, nigga.
Of L's.
2K King.
Of else.
In my world, I'm the king.
Of else. In the real world, partner.
Yeah, what the fuck was you talking about?
I'm on that 2K15.
Alright,
love song. Ooh, I thought about that too, man.
I was finna send y'all a video talking about Gone Snoop. Shout out Mr. Love song, bro. Mildly wild. That boy. Gone Snoop. Hey, baby. Gone Snoop. Oh, that boy get up watching Mr. Love song every day.
The
chick
he used to talk to another nigga, he's like,
who, R. Kelly?
I've seen that.
What? What R. Kelly talking about?
Man. R. Kelly,
all this shit you got going on and you mad about some shit like that,
man.
Man,
R. Kelly mad, man.
R. Kelly crazy, that's what the fuck he is.
Man, man. Y'all seen Martin shit on Netflix, man? Martin little stand-up shit?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, Martin got enough.
I'm finna have to watch.
I ain't seen that shit,
bro. You know, Martin's still stupid, man.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah,
it's
on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the name?
I'm like, Netflix doing their thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit. Yeah, it's a lot of shit.
You can look at that shit. I mean, pull that shit up.
It's a lot of shit. Man,
Netflix, just to make sure Netflix that like it's on that show.
Hey. That's what I kept. I've been at the house chilling my own Netflix, man. Yeah.
Hey.
Fucking with that shit.
Y'all used to watch. Y'all,
that fire stick a month.
Y'all ever used to watch Roseanne?
Yeah, my auntie.
I
ain't gonna lie, being just staying up late at night, getting low on shows to watch because the cable nigga just used to watch. I used to watch the Roseanne, but they had remade some new ones. That's what I was saying.
British.
Yeah, see, you'll come across, you'll see a good couple on Netflix and think it's something new. Like, oh, you hear that accent? Yeah, I seen that.
He tripping.
Like you read, you hear that accent, you be like, ah, man, it's some out of overseas shit. Click right out there, shit.
He's like, Mr. D's, the peace of mind.
Netflix, yeah, they come with them overseas ass, man. Shout out to the overseas.
Black man say, Kipo say, hey, my, he's at bored. He's most good hard for the beaver. Shout out to
Kipo,
man.
Hey, bro, y'all seen Gary Owens and Michael Blackson going back and forth at each other?
Stupid.
Them niggas stupid, bro.
Gary Owens is the nigga friend, white boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, play position.
Yeah, it's working for him.
Might go on comedy, man.
I'm trying to go on search.
That boy, there go right there, that boy, Martin.
NBA young boy,
Kentrell. Shit, young boy back dropping. He ain't got out his little. He got that shit settled. He back dropping them songs.
Yeah. In the bend on the bridge, man.
Yeah.
In the video.
Mm-hmm. When he finally get his spotlight on him, it's gonna be on. Trying to see what they gonna do with my boy Kodak, man. Free Dak, bro.
Yeah, they gotta let him out.
They gotta let him out of there, man.
Free Kodak, bro.
What is it?
Man, you ain't see no new Martin on here.
Come on,
you did not see no new Martin on no Netflix, bro. You are bullshitting.
You just sat up here
bullshitting. You got us on Netflix looking for the new Martin.
Ain't maybe that was on Showtime on the Fire Stick, but it was all in the same.
Maybe that was, I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
You see what I'm saying?
Cause you goddamn.
I ain't give him the benefit of the doubt. He just ran that shit
my
up.
Boy's gonna ride with
he
me.
Just made that shit up so motherfucking quick. It was on the net. The stars on the. Nigga, you was twisting. I ain't see that shit.
Man, watch, man.
Oh, there you go. Nah, I'm bullshit.
Yeah, look at him.
He trying
nah, cause he know you. He know you. He know you have been saying, told you. Told you. Then I knew I wasn't tripping. Dude, try to tell you. Bullshitting ass nigga.
Man, fuck you, man.
That Cat Williams, that new Cat Williams pretty solid, though.
I ain't see that.
Yeah, watch that bitch. That Cat Williams, that bitch.
I ain't see that shit. Man, oh yeah. It would had to be sometime because I watched Three Strikes. That nigga said, why you sex playing?
Yeah, you watched Three Strikes, yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be on Showtime. Got that little shit. Man, Tyler Perry, bro, that Acrimony, man.
You been seeing it?
Man, yeah, we been seeing it. Hey, it's up there. But, man, like I said, man, she really was greedy. Okay, because he married, but they got, she didn't let her, I'm gonna tell her the movie. Fuck it. She didn't let her sister, what you call it, talk her out of her little marriage.
Yeah.
But the nigga was bullshit though. He super corny. He extra corny.
Like always.
He was one of them smart niggas though. Yeah, you know,
he got bread, huh?
Boom, this nigga was bummed out.
Oh, okay.
But look.
Oh, the nigga that
he cheated on us, so he
you talking about Taraji P. Henson? Huh?
Taraji P. Henson. Okay. He cheated on Taraji P. Henson. And so really, okay, trust I'm automatic. You already in the doghouse.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So she done lost her mama house. She done spun all her little chain that her people left for her on this nigga. For for his dreams to come true, right?
Right.
What are you trying to be? He trying to be some type of inventor or some type of little light or that light bulb. I don't know what the fuck he trying to be. So this nigga here, wait a minute, he get on.
Yeah.
He get on. But he back fucking with the bitch who got him in the doghouse.
Yeah.
The bitch who he was cheating with, you know what I'm saying?
It's fucking over Taraji.
Okay, yeah. But Taraji had them kick the man out and everything. Like, he homeless, all that. Right. Washing dishes, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The bitch believed in him. She liked it, what type of nigga that he was.
The side chick.
The side bitch believed in him. Right. That's why they say that some of these side bitches winning. But, you know, that according to the situation.
So the side bitch the one shook him.
She done shook him. Because she was in position to give him the break he been trying to get.
Right.
For all that time.
So he even came up and Taraji came
the
back.
Listen. So the nigga, she got him $75 million deal. And the ownership of any other profits, you know, in the future, however.
Yeah.
So he go from homeless to the $75 million nigga. Now he fucking with this bitch. Finna marry this bitch, Taraji P. Henson. Did what this nigga do. Write her a $10 million check and a deed to her mama house.
Taraji
told her, I always got love for you. She wasn't having that. She want more.
I
done gave you 10
So that's why she was looking like she was going crazy on the preview.
Yeah, because she feel like she got manipulated out of her.
How you got manipulated?
But this nigga came with $10 million and get the deed to your mama house. Like, what else she want?
She want what that bitch about to get.
Like the bitch, you know. But
yeah,
you know the nigga still got your strength though, man. You
ten million,
man. But you won't have.
She looking at the side chick about to get 65 million.
Got me about my ass though.
But you that I'm saying, I get that, but she ain't get that.
Man. So I just want to know, like, you know, because I
But
know
see, if she like, was a motherfucker, man, she could have turned that $10 million into her $70 million.
First of all, bitch, you wasn't going to never see this $10 million.
Ever in life.
And you $10 million.
And you got the deed to the house.
Cut it in half. You don't want it.
$500,000.
So he
six
like,
bands.
Like I said, though, the nigga, he was clutched on living lavish.
Six bands. I bought that Buick, nigga.
Boy, bands. You went from 10 mil to 6 bands. God damn, you fucked up.
Yeah, man. So that's how the little move went. And you know Tyler Perry, all his moves, they ain't got no ending. Like, he just cut it short and, you know, that just
him. About how long
ended. But that, nah, it ain't, bro. She died. She chopped his leg in half.
They
on the yacht, the same yacht. He done bullshit.
How she died?
Damn. Oh, she has like a fucking wolf barking out there.
It is.
Yeah, but anyway, she got caught on to the chain on the edge of the boat. Slipped off the boat and got hung and shit.
That's some bullshit.
She threw the other bitch over.
So she started killing people.
Man, she cut up. She cut up and act up. For real.
It's like a horror movie or something?
Supposed to be? Drama slash...
Action.
No, not action. Drama slash...
I don't know. I hadn't even... Like,
some of that shit about an hour and a half?
About 2 hours. Damn. But she was thrown in the whole movie, though. Like, Riley was thrown. And then they had the same girl who be... Who was her on Empire, the little young bitch. You know what I'm talking about? I fuck with Empire. Though. Y'all probably don't watch Empire.
Who?
Watch Empire?
Just watch Empire last week.
Yeah, man. Lucius, man.
The other day,
Lucius
I mean.
Lucius back, man.
That's right. Lucius
back.
I sit up and watch
Empire. And Forrest Whitaker tried to...
Forrest, he get his bullshit ass on, man.
He tried to buy the Empire.
But it... Broke motherfucking ass. He ain't got a quarter.
What's the oldest brother name?
Oh, God. Nick Powell. That nigga look like Nick Powell.
Andre done told Lucius that he tried to kill him. Lucius done beat his ass. Lucius beat his ass, boy. That shit is about to get...
Tiana, she told... She deep.
Forrest Whitaker got in her head.
Man,
that is his name, huh?
Bitch, that ain't no Forrest Whitaker. Okay, so he is like... Who the fuck that is? That nigga there got a cock ass eye.
Forrest Whitaker, get on your ass. Shout out to Forrest Whitaker. Cock eyed ass.
Forrest Whitaker, get his ass. Chew it up and spit the fuck out.
You might get dead on your body.
They're gonna chop you by the neck, boy.
Crazy. Nigga, that peak body used to blow on niggas all day. Like, that's all nigga do at school. Nigga ready to go to school and see who finna get blowed on.
So, right? You about to get blowed on for the day. It was
between them years, 06 through...
9.
06 through 09, boy, them was some crazy years, man. Mm-hmm. Peak body was live then.
And it wasn't under the cameras.
Well, 05,
yeah,
the boy.
Shit,
when they came with them motherfuckers
from New Orleans, kind of, they got
turned up around
there.
Yeah,
it
did.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
all niggas I'm talking about.
Hustle
News
was live at, boy.
You passed by Peabody, nah, it's
we had parking lot. We had parking lot.
Back parking lot, man
we had
cars coming up out of
see,
there.
See, that's man. The thing, bro. When we was in school, niggas just had cars. It didn't matter what they was driving. They just wanted to just drive. Niggas had a job.
Niggas was working.
Niggas wanted to have a job. Everybody worked. In school, shit, if you didn't have a job and you was old enough to have one, you didn't have a job, you was getting blowed on.
Yep.
Man, you better get you a job. Niggas was going to McDonald's. Niggas was going to the mall working.
First of all, you couldn't shake. You had no good job.
Mm-hmm. Good. Man, cause it was some shake. It was some money floating around there.
Mm-hmm. You trying to move around. You ain't got no gas money.
Nothing, no gas.
You gonna shake. You ain't contributing nothing.
All right.
You way over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got nothing.
This is come the weekend.
You can't get in the party. You can't eat. We go somewhere.
Yeah. Man, you got to leave that boy. Man, that boy, I always want to go somewhere. Ain't never. Man,
that's
when
King City,
man. Here about it Monday.
King City originated a
t-shirt.
King City, real talk.
That's when the park used to be live on Sundays, for real.
Came with the $5 tees.
Yeah, they the first one to originate that.
You know what I'm saying? All y'all niggas was whooped that.
Nah,
yeah,
y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all niggas.
Y'all niggas whooped that round here.
Whooped that round here.
It's all good. Y'all ain't know no better.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't know no better shit. Nigga come with them white and yellow sixes. King City had a whole supply there.
Man, a whole supply.
I ain't had no woogies.
Talking about nothing but the whoop dogs.
Whoop dog, that Kareem's.
I forgot all about Kareem.
Can't forget about Kareem.
Kareem, that's had the race car jackets and shit, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, they had all that shit, all that bullshit.
Kareem,
I always wanted a race car jacket. I never got one though.
Me, you had that?
I never got one.
Player made fastest. You had to have some chains going.
Hey, down. Yeah, I get a race car jacket. Not
you can't go and play made fastest with nothing less than 200.
They had the Gucci Forces in there.
Gucci Forces and what?
Player made fans.
Trying to tell you, blue Gucci. Suits.
Gucci. They was right there, comes from
the heaviness.
You can come out of that looking the part, now.
Gucci blue suit.
Fake it till you make it. Who gonna tell you that you ain't straight?
Straight,
they at the BP shopping.
Right. Exactly. Fuck it.
Shop at the BP, bro.
Buying that fake shit from the BP.
BP a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. You can get anything.
A fit.
You can get a car, a phone, a fit, food, and dope right there in one store.
BP.
BP, man. What's up with all the cars? All the cars gone?
Yeah, they got a, they got a really a lot, though. They got another lot. So they might not all their cars right there by BP.
Shit, ain't no cars out there.
Well, they might have them all in the lot.
They got them Crawfords rolling up.
That too.
I see them boys there passing.
They say the BP the best in the city.
Shit.
Then they say BP Triple L. L.
That's the same people.
Oh, well, see.
BP and Triple L the same
people. See, they say they got the best in the city, but you know what? Free Pookie, man. They ain't hating on Pookie, bro. Free nigga Pookie, bro.
Wasn't eating for a good week, man.
Pookie just got set up. He was out there in the park Sunday doing all that, man. This man come next week, somebody tried to hate on him, man. Free Pookie, man.
It's fucked up, bro.
Pookie gonna get out. Pookie gonna get right out.
Pookie out right now.
I ain't gonna let him blow me a ticket to court.
I didn't have one with that warrant. I got a warrant, too.
That'd be crazy. It's
chow
time, man.
Yeah, man. But,
it's chow time like a motherfucker.
Yeah, man. But that ends this episode of the Thug Better Podcast. My boy Big Sig, Carter Roy P, a.k.a. Poe Penny,
and me, coming, man.
Your boy Big T, bro. Y'all make sure y'all go check out that Thug Better Media page on Instagram, Thug Better _. Yeah, and we out.